risks to the economy is going to be just fine scenario this year. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. Economic forecasts for the coming year generally are upbeat. They paint a picture of fairly low unemployment, gradually slowing inflation, and continued economic growth. But there are always risks. Some are global, and some come from Washington, D.C. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer takes it from here.
Nobody says things will be perfect this year, including Andrew Patterson, senior international economist at Vanguard.
Rather than cautiously optimistic, I'd say we're optimistically cautious.
Patterson sees inflation working its way down toward the Federal Reserve's 2% target, the Fed cutting interest rates, unemployment rising a bit, and the economy still growing slowly. He's not expecting the Fed to get the soft landing that it wants, that ideal scenario where the economy slows just enough to tame inflation without causing a recession. He's predicting more of a delayed landing with a slight recession.
If we were to have a delayed landing, maybe you end up with zero growth, slightly negative, but certainly nothing, at least as far as we see it now, nothing akin to 2008 or 2020.
Over at Wells Fargo, senior economist Sarah House expects any contraction in GDP will be one of the mildest since World War II. The wild card, you and me, us consumers, who House says power about 70% of U.S. economic growth.
Can consumers continue to spend, or do we see a pullback as the job market softens a bit and perhaps consumers grow more cautious?
There are other threats to House's forecast. Consumers could be spooked by a government shutdown or multiple shutdowns. Then there are the various global hotspots and ongoing wars. Bernard Baumol is chief global economist at the Economic Outlook Group.
We can never overestimate the threat that exists on the geopolitical front.
Baumol expects the war in Ukraine to drag on well into 2024, and he says if the Israel-Hamas war widens, more ships will avoid the Red Sea, adding to delays and shipping costs.
Then clearly it could have an impact on supply chain disruptions, which could cause prices to remain higher than expected, which would delay any easing on the part of the Federal Reserve.
All that uncertainty, combined with elections this year in more than 40 countries, including the U.S., are tempering Baumol's optimism. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
Given concerns like these, bonds have been selling off over the last day, pushing the benchmark 10-year interest rate right up against, but not across, 4%. Not just economists, but also market players have returned from the holidays in a bit of a snit, realizing that the stock market rally of late last year might continue, but also might not. Also, institutional investors locked in their gains for the quarter that ended over the weekend, and it's now a new quarter with opportunities, but also dangers. Analyst Susan Schmidt is head of public equity at the State of Wisconsin Investment Board and was struck today by a quote this morning in a speech by the president of the Federal Reserve in Richmond, Virginia.
Fed President Thomas Barkin had a great comment this morning, one of the better I've heard from a Fed president. His comments about the future are, conditions are ever evolving, so too will our approach. So buckle up, that's the proper safety protocol, even if you expect a soft landing.
All right, I can see why you'd come away with that, thinking, well, be careful, things happen.
It's a good reminder to investors that we're back to reality. We don't know. We've got a lot of economic data coming out this week, including job openings and employment numbers. So we're definitely going to get a taste of reality. Let's see how the economy is really faring. A soft landing isn't guaranteed.
Analyst Susan Schmidt at the State of Wisconsin Investment Board.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.
44% of Americans say they are likely to swear off alcohol for this month. Those who stick with what is dubbed dry January do have alternatives. Tap water, sure. But for those looking for non-alcoholic but with a little more zest, entrepreneurs have been whipping up batches of things to drink where you might not miss the ethanol. Marketplace's Elizabeth Trofall tells us what the buzz is all about.
Physical and mental health are priorities for new generations of drinkers, so beverage companies are finding ways to tap into a growing sober curious movement, says analyst Kelsey Olson with Mintel.
This is only expected to increase, especially as younger consumers are kind of driving that conversation.
She says in the past 5 years, many alcohol dupes, especially beer, have almost the same flavor, which may be one reason beer dominates this growing industry. Nielsen IQ's Kaylee Theriault says alcohol-free beer and other products are mostly bought by drinkers seeking moderation.
Bar and restaurant owners can lean into still selling an alcohol product, but it's responsible because there isn't actually any alcohol in it.
But not all breweries will hop on board. Bart Watson is with the Brewers Association.
There's a lot of technical challenges and the costs associated with brewing non-alcoholic beer.
That's why other drinks like hop water are also popping up at a lot of craft breweries. They're cheaper to produce than a full-on alcohol-free ale. I'm Elizabeth Trofall for Marketplace.
I tried dry January this time, but stumbled immediately, forgetting there was a bit of Marsala wine in the leftover tiramisu dessert. Still, I have a phrase, PEG, P-E-G, stands for the perfect is the enemy of the good. I'm Dave Brancaccio, Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Jerez, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.